From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I like Andrew Vaughn in that two-hole, but you give a good reason as to why you want to mix it up a little bit.
I'll be very honest. In the beginning of the season, I was all for Andrew Vaughn for Frankie Montas. I was like, get me a starting pitcher that can be my one or two and solidify that rotation. That was in the beginning of the season, obviously.
I too wanted Frankie Montas.
Okay.
I don't know that I would give up Andrew Vaughn.
I'm a firm believer in take advantage of your window, right? You want to be competitive for years on end, but there is that window when you need to strike. And we saw the last 2 years where the White Sox failed the most was in their pitching.
Right.
They didn't have enough guys to go deep into the playoffs, and we saw that. So if you want another bat to score a run when we know pitching is the best in the playoffs, if you want a guy to do that's fine. But if you can't stop the other team from scoring with your pitching. So for me, it was...
Your homer heart was in the right place. We've all decided to trade somebody and then later been like, no.
Okay, maybe that was a bad idea.
But we've all... Don't admit like you haven't done it. I mean, I'm from Dallas and I wanted to trade Dirk Nowitzki before they won the finals.
Oh, geez, Layla, shame on you.
No, it was after that trash series against Golden State where they were the one seed and Golden State was the eighth seed.
Get rid of them.
Yeah, and I was like, that's it. Blow it up.
Well, now though, Andrew Vaughn, obviously you see him as an integral piece of this team moving forward for the next couple years that remain in our window. But where the White Sox are struggling a ton is putting runs on the board. Yesterday, only one. Didn't have a ton of hits.
Right.
Top of the order didn't have any hits. But if you have a guy like Andrew Vaughn in the middle, to me, if you see him being productive, if you see him being someone that can get that base hit when needed, then why don't you want him somewhere in the lineup where that can then create runs?
But your combination idea, I think, deserves some space here.
The Mikata piece?
Yes, I think that deserves some discussion because what is happening right now is not working. So if there is an idea there to put Moncada higher up in the lineup where he knows he has adjacent protection to Jose Abreu, like you were saying, I think if you're going to roll out all these different lineups, you are onto something.
I think you have to start there. As you're right. You're putting out all these lineups, but you need what is your baseline? We don't know what that is because we haven't seen it day in and day out.
We know two things that are more consistent this week and now than we did maybe 3 weeks ago. And that is, number one, you know that Jose Abreu is either three or four.
Like it has to be.
You just know that. But he shouldn't be the only one who's earned that consistency.
Sure. We have Tim, who should be at the top of the lineup.
TA would be leading off, yes.
Right. And so it's everywhere else where you're trying to figure out. And if Robert can play the way that, again, it's all about holding true for these guys playing at their potential. And if Robert's slated in that three slot in front of Jose, where it gives him that protection, you know, who is your two and who is your five? And for me, last year where we saw success was Moncada in the two hole. I think TLR loves to manufacture runs just like any other coach in Major League Baseball. And when you have somebody in the two that can lay down the bunt, also hit for power, and be a switch hitter, I mean, that is Yoan Moncada. That's why you saw Yasmani Grandal in that two-hole a lot last year, more than I would have liked. But that was the reason why, because he was a switch hitter. But more important than that, you need to build this confidence.
That's it.
And when you're looking at Yoan, listen, man, us Latinos, we're emotional. We're sensitive. So I don't know if it's a relationship thing he got going on. His girl caught him or something happened. To me, whenever I think of
Texan
these guys.
Texan also emotional.
Okay.
Sports fans emotional.
Is that what it is too?
We're with you. We identify.
It's there. So something's going on there. I don't know if maybe he got a bad review on his bachata song that he put out.
There's no way.
Did you see the video?
Come on. It was fun. The girls were very happy. I think they thought they were posing for Instagram the whole time. They didn't really do a lot of dancing. It was just posing. But hey, who am I to judge?
They were trying to get something, I'm sure. So him and the two. And then
this
Andrew brought it to five.
Personnel. No, I think. This is a perfect. So here's all they did in this video. And if you're on Twitch, then you can see it. Unfortunately, you can't if you don't. They were like.
Yeah. It's like a hand on the hip, hand on the side of the head.
But I'm like, no, this is a moving music video. Like, you have to do something. But. And then Moncada's like, yeah, look at all this. I loved his vibe.
I love his hair.
But I think you are onto the idea of, listen, we can talk about Larry going all over the place in this lineup. That is what it is. But you might be onto something in that something needs to get him going.
Yeah.
And if we're going to try all these things, that might be a valid decision. I like Vaughn in the two hole just because I need to have fewer outs.
Sure.
And I like him getting more at bats. But... you make a point. If we're going to get weird with all this, then I think it's a very valid idea.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.